in February, I gave my list of top cozy crime shows that are big on the cozy and low on the crime. But now I'm back with a new crime puzzler that falls somewhere between cozy and thrilling. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in screenwriting program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. The British are masters at the crime drama genre, going all the way back to Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock and Agatha Christie's Miss Marple and Poirot. The character-driven mystery with a puzzling twist has long been a staple of Brit culture. So it's no surprise that some of the best mystery TV programs available today come from the likes of the BBC. Where there was once a gap in how and when we could watch along here in the States, we can now join in the fun through streaming services like BritBox and Roku. My most recent favorite Brit mystery puzzler that I just finished this past weekend is Ludwig. The series follows John Ludwig Taylor, a reclusive, introverted, and well-known, by name at least, author of crossword and logic puzzle books. The brilliant John, aka Ludwig, finds his life upended when his identical twin brother, Detective Chief Inspector James Taylor, disappears. In order to find clues regarding his brother's disappearance and current whereabouts, John poses as James and infiltrates the Cambridge Police Authority. There, John gets corralled into investigating real-life murder mysteries under the guise of DCI Taylor, and discovers his expertise in puzzles and logic can not only help him uncover the truth behind his brother's disappearance, but it gives him a leg up on solving the department's seemingly endless stream of murders and insider cover-ups. And yes, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Ludwig's moniker is inspired by That Ludwig, whose music is featured throughout the series. It's kind of a murder mystery, classical music, two for one. Both John and James Taylor are played by comedian David Mitchell, half of the comedy duo Mitchell and Webb. Mitchell leans into his comedic roots to really sell the discomfort of one brother stepping into the strange and high-stakes world of the other. The fish-out-of-water premise also guarantees a fair amount of humor is infused throughout the show, ensuring things never really get too serious despite the occasionally grisly crimes. I burned through the show's 6 one-hour-long episodes in a week, which actually displays a lot of restraint on my part. This is definitely a show you could start on a Saturday afternoon and watch in one sitting. And if you do, no judgment and no worries, that isn't all the Ludwig you're going to get. The show was the BBC's biggest new scripted series of 2024, amassing almost 10 million views within its first month. Filming for season 2 took place last fall and should hit American streaming services sometime in 2026. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.